We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I still don't really understand. I gotta be honest. I didn't go to the website and watch a tutorial, though. Like a video. Not something I need in my life.
I just called up the website right now, TotoUSA.com, because I had not gone. I had merely experienced. And then yesterday, when you rattled off the names of these models, the different models of the toilet, how many different kinds of paperless, modern, $4,000 toilets does one company need to make, Danny?
I don't know, but evidently 24. Right?
The Ames, the IKEA, the Carlisle 2, the Carolina 2, the Dartmouth, the Drake. Oh, the Drake.
Nobody beats the Drake.
The Entrada. You want to use a toilet called the Entrada? The Guinevere? The Legato? Domo Arigato? The Soiree, as you'd pointed out?
No,
These are all options.
I mean, it's the strangest I've made it when I've acquired blank that I've ever heard. The UTEP guard who will deposit the entirety of his first NFL game check because he's, quote, conservative, but he also will, quote, make an investment in a toilet so he doesn't have to wipe.
Did you do the math on the investment at all in your mind? Like, how much toilet paper do you have to save over how many years of saving toilet paper do you have to go until you, like, make up for the $4,700 investment?
I don't think it's like buying Amazon stock. I don't think there's, like, an expectation that it appreciates in value.
No, but I mean, like, just do the math. Like, no, this is really going to be better in the long run. It's like you buy the Dyson vacuum and you're like, you know, I won't have to rebuy another vacuum in 2 years or four years. You do that math.
Right. So you take your toilet paper expenditures for your home over the course of a year.
Right.
And then you need to have, so let's say, how much do you think you spend a year on toilet paper when you're a single man coming to the NFL?
I don't know.
$10 a month.
How much are you eating? How often?
How much are you at home? You're at the facility. You're traveling.
Right. Right. Exactly.
A lot of road games.
What's your dumping schedule? You know, where are you?
But I'd think he's maybe $20 a month on toilet paper.
That's just a guess.
But that seems high, right?
Okay. All right. So 12 times 20.
Right. $240 a year.
Uh-huh.
The toilet's $4,000.
Okay, so that's...
So 10 years
is... Yeah, it's only about 10 years we're giving him $20 a month.
That's $2,400.
What? No, oh, yeah, $240 a year. Yeah,
$240 a year.
All right. So 20 years.
Yeah, so 25 years he makes up the cost, but then he's got to move the toilet from place to place. It's only one toilet. He's got to buy them for every bathroom.
There's moving
in the house.
Expenses, but there's pain and suffering that he's eliminating, Danny. That's why it's more than just a financial investment. It's an emotional one. But that was his item. What did you say yesterday your item was when you knew that you'd arrived? The heated seats.
The heated seats in my car felt like such a game changer. And like when I first got a car with heated seats, it was the summer. And I had the heated seats all the way up to 5 because I was like, it's so nice. Yeah, you got a tight lumbar, like lower back situation.
Oh, yeah.
Like it loosens you up a little
bit.
Oh, it was
That's good.
Great. It's toasty.
But for me, it was when I realized I was going to be choosing the size of my flat screen TV by what area was available, not by
what you could afford.
Not what I could afford, but like, just how big can I go here?
Sure.
Right? And that moment of like, you know, I think I can go 57 inches. All right. I guess I'm getting a 57 inch. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like, I have arrived at adulthood, my friend.
That's a great spot to be.
Yeah.
You got a big TV, too.
I have a bigger one now. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a big TV.
I forget what it is. Is it 75?
It's probably 70 at least.
Something like that. Yeah. I get to see your TV set up tomorrow night. You're double.
That's true.
We're coming over.
Yeah.
Show dinner approaches. It's the beginning of the end of our social interaction as a show.
I figured we had to have a show dinner with the significant others before the show got broken up. I felt like it seemed like
they broke up. Hey, Chicago!
don't you guys think? Seemed like the right thing to do. Silence? Bueller?
Okay. Just Jay shaking his head in my direction. Yeah. So Zawoski's just going to walk in here and punch me across the face sometime.
Cool.
It's happening.
Cool.
Cool.
I like that.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Well, so we'll have what tomorrow night. We'll have a couple of conference tournament games that we can have on. Well, no sound, so that we socially interact or whatever.
Oh, there you go.
But I gotta, you know, gotta have. It's like eating at a sports bar. You know what I mean? You have the two games on with no sound, and so you can look at
it. Sure, we'll have championship games, right? We'll have Big East championship game. That's usually Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we have Ace.
Big East back in the day used to be Sunday, but I think now that they're a smaller conference, I think it's Saturday.
I think it's been Saturday night for a little while. See, now I'm confused though, because Big Ten used to be Sunday afternoon to finish it off, but there's no Big Ten involvement this year.
Right.
It's odd. I will say that yesterday I felt the madness for like, you know, really the first time here in the month. Man, I just sitting there between, I think it was 6P to 8P, that window. And I'm flipping around between Texas Tech with some Mo Bamba action to Villanova Marquette with Mikal Bridges and Brunson and Marcus Howard. And then there's Duke and Notre Dame with Bonzi Colson and Bagley and Carter and everybody. And I was, man, and I kept seeing the highlight of the Alabama finish with Colin Sexton going 94 feet with the finger roll. And I'm like, all right, here we go. Some players of consequence that might matter for the Bulls in the upcoming lottery. College teams that I know a little bit better by now, gonna be in the brackets, gonna be in my big Calcutta pool. Let's go. Like, I felt the madness yesterday for the first time.
Yeah, it felt like madness. If you're really into the bracket and the seeding stuff, Middle Tennessee State losing in the Conference USA tournament, that was not gonna be a two-bid league. Everyone expected them to, like, kind of like Loyola was, you know, would Loyola make it if they did not win their conference tournament? They did, so that'll be a one-bid league.
Yeah.
Now with Middle Tennessee State not winning their conference tournament, that'll be a two-bid league, so that takes off for a team on the bubble. You mentioned Colin Sexton, the buzzer beater for Alabama.
Yeah.
Does that put them in with the win, or do they need one more in the SEC tournament?
There's some big time programs on the bubble, right? There's some big name, big time programs. UCLA, Oklahoma, and your guy Trey Young. I mentioned Notre Dame. I mean,
Syracuse is probably on the outside. Arizona State was a top five team at one point this year. Mm-hmm. They're squarely on the bubble. So yeah, there's definitely good programs that are on the bubble. And then also, I got home earlier than you did yesterday in front of a TV.
Yeah.
I watched all of Michael Porter.
Tell me, because
I went right home and watched.
That's the debut of the guy who was thought to be the best player in this draft class, and by that I mean the most conceivably NBA franchise player in this draft class.
Right. He was either the number one or number two recruit, depending on if you were, you know, Athen rankings or, you know, the ESPN rankings or whatever you're doing. But I mean, in terms of an NBA star, he was the one who projected out the best, and he was rusty. He started the game 2-for-10 from the floor. He airballed a three from the top of the key. Like, he was very clearly rusty. But the first play of the game, basically, their first basket, gets the ball, outlet on the wing, runs the floor, gets it back. Guy who's 6'10", finishes it in stride, no dribble, one step, two step, finger roll at the rim. And you're like, whoo! Like, there he is. And you can see, like, with his jumper, he's so tall and he's got like a natural fadeaway to it that will be probably almost impossible to block from just where he releases it and how it looks coming off. Like, it's very smooth. So I think he looks very good, but he's rusty, obviously. That's one of the few teams, and I was talking about it in the 5-hour energy update that I had to record the other day. Like, most of the time in conference tournaments, like, they run during the commercial breaks. You're not listening to them. But one thing that you should not do when you're filling out your bracket.
That was the on-air portion?
This is an on-air portion of a 5-hour energy thing in a commercial.
Not the Facebook Live videos.
No.
Which I love.
I know you do.
Those are my favorite, because the other day I got a shout-out in one. I happened to be there, and you were wearing your 5-hour energy jumpsuit, your giant one-piece jumpsuit.
It's just a T-shirt, okay? It's just a T-shirt, smart guy.
It was the hat, too. Okay.
The hat was sitting on my lap. I used to wear the hat in the video.
And I made fun of you. I said you were wearing 5-hour energy tearaway pants, and you weren't, but you were wearing a full one-piece jumpsuit.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you did another one yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Wednesday's the 5-hour energy Facebook video.
Because you asked the boys, you asked Jay and Cappy if they wanted to stick around and be a part of it, and they didn't really leap at that opportunity.
Way to be team players, guys, making me do the 5-hour energy all by myself.
To be fair, you're asking us to leap.
That's true. Yeah, they did not leap at the opportunity. John Rothstein will be on the show today also courtesy of 5-Hour Energy.
This is how we're getting guests now.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Who else is doing IV me? And when is that person coming on?
They haven't brought us any sort of guests.
Are we getting any relatives of Aaron Hernandez because of your oxygen network reads?
I can ask. You want the director? You're the director of the Oxygen miniseries that's airing next weekend during the tournament about Aaron Hernandez?
Give me a minute to think about that.
Okay, yeah, don't give me the hard no right off the bat.
I don't want to jump to no away.
That's fine. But what the thing that I said was is that normally, like, there are so many examples on each side of the team that gets hot in conference tournament week and then falls flat on its face in the tournament, and then the team that loses in the first round of its conference tournament but makes a run to a Final Four or a national championship, mm-hmm. that don't put much stock in what you see in conference tournament week for teams that are already locked in to the field. But Missouri, I felt like, was the exception. Like, I really wanted them to win a couple of games in the SEC tournament.
But they're one and done.
But they're one and done because they lost to Georgia, because who knows? Like, Michael Porter, yeah, his brother's on the team. Yeah, he's been practicing for a little
Jonte
bit.
Jonte Porter is his brother, and he was apparently the best player in that game.
Yeah, he was by far the best player in the game. But they're in a spot where they're probably now going to be on the 8-9 line. Maybe they win a tournament game and then they've got to play a one seed. I know a lot of people are hoping for it to be a Missouri-Kansas NCAA tournament game because that rivalry
that's fun.
Torn apart.
But there could be some very beatable ones depending on matchups out there. Like, if they get Virginia as a one, you know? I know you hate Virginia.
I think everybody hates Virginia.
Who
likes Virginia?
This tournament is going to be weird because there could be, as you and I were talking about the other day, some ones or twos where you're like, that team has no chance to win this tournament, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there are some favorites. I have a friend who's positing that, boy, this is a crazy year. What do you do with a tournament when there are no favorites? There are a couple of favorites.
I don't know how Duke's going to look tonight, because Duke's been a weird team this year for a juggernaut team. Because before the year, it was Duke and everybody else. Like, that was the narrative coming into the year because mm-hmm. Marvin Bagley and Wendell Carter and Grayson Allen was still back.
Gary Trent Jr.
Right, and just like the depth and the size and Coach K, and it felt overwhelming. But they've had injuries like Carter and Bagley and Grayson Allen all at different times, and they changed defenses in the middle of the year. They now play exclusively a zone.
And they've been, I think, one of the best defensive teams in the country since they switched to zone.
Right, so, and now they're all healthy. Like, Grayson Allen hit 5 threes yesterday, and Marvin Bagley had 33-17.
This has become the incredibly difficult part of figuring out the tournament, is these teams chock full of really good freshmen. Do they have it figured out? What the hell are they like by the time we get to this point?
Yeah, if they blow out North Carolina tonight, I think that they'll go into the tournament as the prohibited favorite again, like they were before the season started. Mm-hmm. So I will talk to John Rothstein about it, and this, I've watched less college basketball this year than I have probably any year of the last like 10 years of my life, but it feels to me like Michigan State, Villanova, or Duke is going to win the whole thing. It feels to me like that is a class of three teams, even though Xavier's ranked ahead of a couple of them and Virginia's ranked ahead of a couple of them.
Xavier's got a true blue, a really, really great shooter in Trevon Blewett.
Yeah. It feels to me like those are the three teams.
Okay, so if I gave you those three teams and I took the field,
I mean, the odds would be heavy on your side.
Right.
Yeah, you know, but...
But would you feel pretty good about yourself?
I'd feel better than the odds would indicate that I should.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, because mm-hmm. I understand it's a single elimination tournament of college kids, so, like, anything can happen, and it usually does in March, but I feel fairly confident that one of those three teams will at least be in the title game, if not win the whole
thing. All right, I want you to get back to your thoughts on Michael Porter Jr., because I had Mo Bamba thoughts as I'm watching and Mikal Bridges thoughts as I'm watching.
Nice.
As we think about the Bulls. We got that stuff to do, and we have all sorts of stuff. MLB free agents, man, are conceding and signing one-year prove-it deals with their teams that they left. That Mike Moustakas thing, I know how you loathe to talk about Kansas City stuff, Danny, but Moustakas, he turned down a $17.4 million qualifying offer, now goes back and signs a one-year deal for $6.5 million with that option that neither of them are going to want to pick up for the second year. This is sort of like Dexter Fowler, but much more embarrassing for Mike Moustakas. And it comes after a year where he exploded power-wise, finally, and hit 38 home runs. What an embarrassing concession. And I'm sitting here wondering still, all right, when is Jake going to concede? And when is Jake Arrieta going to concede and take something far less than what he and Scott Boras thought they were going to get?
You brought it up, not me. You brought up the Kansas City.
The Kansas City stuff?
Yeah, no, not me. I think it
is. You know me. I like talking about my boy Rex Hudler.
Yeah, exactly. Danny Duffy.
Have I talked to you about my Marcus Peters trade thoughts?
The compensation on that's a little weird, right?
Yeah, but don't get me started.
Okay,
don't
get me
started.
I understand. But though, we have the baseball ramifications of that deal are pretty ridiculous. John Rothstein, the only guest as of now. The opening segment brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist and get trusted advice and tips about your diabetes medications and testing supplies. We are Spiegel and Parkins on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Spiegel and Parkins brought to you by Walgreens on the Score. Switch your Medicare Part D prescriptions to Walgreens and start saving today with copays as low as $0 on select plans with Tier 1 generics. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. All right, so give me the scouting report on the guys you watched last night.
I really liked watching Mikal Bridges, and I have when I've gotten a chance to watch him. I'm really intrigued
10 minutes or so?
Yeah, you know, I really, really, really liked him, and I caught 10 minutes or so. But seriously, like two-way player... so many different skills, good vision
he's 22, isn't he?
Yeah, as a junior. So he's not one.
That's a John Paxson pick if I ever.
Right? Yeah, I know he's scary in that way.
Power program.
Yep.
Lots of winning.
Two-way player, great team guy, hell of a defender, guy who entered college as the number 82 prospect that year.
And, yes, he's a coach's son.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, captain.
But he can do a little bit of everything.
Of course he can.
And he's shown more athleticism than expected. I don't know. I liked him a lot, and I like their team a lot in this tournament, but I liked him more than I expected to. That said, I've seen him fall out of the top 10 in some people's drafts. He's some,
and Jaren Jackson keeps rising.
Your guy Jaren Jackson is skyrocketing. I saw him at number 2 this morning on a sporting news list.
Jay thought you said Jarrett Jack and got excited.
Oh, sorry, Jay. My bad, buddy.
Boy, got my blood going on a Friday with that. Almost.
You tuned into the show accidentally during basketball conversation.
Yeah,
My apologies.
Good morning. Sorry. Is something else you'd rather talk about or do,
Go back to bed, Jay. I'm sorry.
Can we help you with something?
I do not want to talk about hockey, so continue.
He's just looking at his new Facebook picture of him and Lydia Loveless.
It's a glorious picture.
It really is.
Is he still denying that he's attracted to her, by the way?
Oh, I don't...
Where does that stand?
Oh, I don't know. Is it the background on your phone? Is that a confirmed report?
No, that's my daughter and niece. I'm not unattracted to her, but it's not like the reason I'm a fan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What? That's ridiculous.
I'm not saying
then
it's
why don't I like listen to Britney Spears all day or someone, you know, that is traditionally more beautiful?
Because you're allowed to have your types. You're allowed to have interesting types.
Oh, I have types. But yeah, no, it's truly not about that.
Who's this guy? Yeah, no, I
just thought it was interesting that you made it your Twitter avatar, your background, the background on your phone,
right.
All your social media.
None of these things are true,
and
but go on.
And there was lotion just everywhere, everywhere we looked.
This picture sponsoring the hockey trade deadline station. It's all sorts of things going on. But yeah, Jaren Jackson is much better than Mikal Bridges, but probably won't be there for the Bulls, right?
Okay.
Is that where we're at?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so, certainly. Have you watched Mikal Bridges at all? Have you checked him out? Along with Jalen Brunson, Chicagoland's own Jalen Brunson?
Yeah, I mean, not as much as I... Like I said, I've watched a lot less college basketball this year than I have in a long time. But the guys that... When I've seen that, I've said, you know, that's an NBA player. It was Porter before the thing even started, because he would play in local things in Kansas City. So you actually saw him live in high school. Then I don't know what Jalen Brunson will do in the pros, but I love him for this tournament, for Villanova. I think he makes them so dangerous. And then Jaren Jackson.
Mikal Bridges has some. He's one of those guys I'm like, all right, let's see. He does a little bit of everything. He's obviously busted his ass and gotten a lot better. He's got some... So some very solid wing size, and I think I'm not the first one to say, as everybody is kind of looking for that guy, maybe there's some Kawhi Leonard possibilities to Mikal Bridges' game.
Oh, wow.
Like one of those guys you find in the middle of the first round, and he will work incredibly diligently to better his game, but he can do a little bit of everything, and he's got that sort of potential. So, you know, I liked him a lot more than I expected to like him.
I want to know about Bamba because he seems like the defensive guy who could play next to Lowry, and you watched that game yesterday. We'll do that after the update.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So one more thing on Mikal Bridges, who last night, the 6'7" swingman, had 25 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal. Shot 7 of 12. And Jay Wright saying he's just such a great all-around player. You want him involved in everything you do. Chris Mullen, the coach of St. John's, has said best player in the conference as far as what the NBA should want out of him. And people are saying a little bit more athletic than perhaps I undersold there in the couple of minutes before the break.
Okay, sounds good. Shout out to Rick Camp for the Britney Spears on our way back in. I see you, Campy. I don't know if anyone else sees you, but I see you.
I'm just happy that I was looking at you like, this should be in the wheelhouse.
Oh, right in the wheelhouse. right in my musical wheelhouse.
And it was like early Britney too, so it was what, like 7th, 8th grade, something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Right in there.
Was it also in a movie? Probably.
Probably. But I mean, that era of Britney, like anybody in our age range had that poster.
Understood.
Oh, Britney.
Genie in a Bottle, Christina too.
Sure, absolutely. Brittany, it could have been something special. Should have seen her live show in Vegas, Speaks. That would have been worth a trip.
Why were you there?
I'm just saying, it would have been great. It would have been great to go relive some of the hits, see her on stage, see her moves. That's an artist right there. But you know what I mean? That's music. That's music in its purest form. The Britney Spears Vegas show.
Whatever it is, it speaks to Parkins.
Is it 1:20 yet? And why did I choose to spend more time with him tomorrow? What was that about?
Spending time together tonight when I come on stage. I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
I've yet to run that by the band. I've still yet to bring that one up.
Get on it.
Speaking of, what's going to be there? Our music choices tomorrow night. Are you in charge of the music selection and background as we all hang out for dinner? I think you should be.
Do you... We don't normally play music at our dinner parties.
Okay,
yeah,
I understand.
So, I was going to say, let's see. Danny would go Blink 182...
I'll put on a Pandora station for someone. If you guys
safe.
If you guys want to,
that's a good call.
Hook it up, yeah.
Just call out a band and let the
you can play DJ
and let the software do the rest.
Yeah.
For you.
It's a the acoustics in the room are good. You could just sing if you want. Space.
No, I'm good.
We could perform the Mitchie album live.
just for ourselves.
Just for ourselves.
Boy, I don't know about you, Rick, but my throat's getting sore. I don't know if I can make it tomorrow.
Yeah, Jay, I think I've got to make you a dentist appointment.
Oh yeah.
Those Saturday night dentist appointments, surprisingly common for Jay Zawas.
Follow up for my post-show while you were doing your five-hour energy recording.
Yeah.
I just scheduled one right there.
That time I want to talk to Jay outside of 9 a.m. to 1:20, he's busy with a dentist. I'm worried about his oral health.
Yesterday was worse than a dentist when you texted me.
Oh, yeah, I did. I texted Jay about something for the show, and he was shopping with his mother.
It's like, I was at Marshall's with my mom. Like, can you please come here and end me? Thank you.
Yeah, I think he absolutely would have wanted to talk to me about The Wire or my time at Syracuse or anything.
Just anything.
Literally anything. Anywhere else than
Mom,
Marshall's.
I got to take this, Mom. Wait a minute. So you're at Marshall's with your mom? I'm sorry, but I'm picturing you like in the Husky section trying on pants.
That's a long time ago, but yes, that definitely happened.
You're in the Husky trying on pants and you're like, you're weeping as you're trying on pants. She's like, no, you look good. It's okay. Keep trying them on.
Meanwhile, the guy's like, hey kid, Husky means fat.
That was always the worst. Like, I don't
want to
go.
When you learned that Husky meant fat.
No, just when you went shopping with your mom and you're like, I don't want to put these on. I look awful in these. Don't do it to me.
I was so porky.
Just shopping in general, though. Even when it's on your own accord, there's no good options. It's really just finding the least bad.
That's true, but why are you shopping with your mom? Like, I didn't ask any follow-up questions. I just let Jay go back to his misery.
Don't feel bad about this, but my dad's out of town. He went on vacation before his surgery on Tuesday, and my mom had eye surgery, so she can't drive. So I had to bring her around to get some stuff done yesterday.
Lovely. Being a good son.
Yeah.
And yet he still was running at the chance to talk to you about absolutely
anything.
Yeah, I was
going to say, I don't feel bad, but you should for how much you seem to hate it.
It's always a long day. Like, it can't just be, let's just run to the, it's got to be 3 or 4 different places. It usually racks up to about 4 hours. It's like, how come when I go to the store, I'm home in a half hour? Why does this all take so long? I don't get it.
Hmm? Battle of the sexes.
A texter says, I'm starting to think this dinner party is just staged so you guys have show content during a boring sports week.
You know what? That's not true, but now that you say that, that is something Perkins would do when planning this.
Yeah, absolutely. And just say, all right, guys, that was fun talking about it all week, but let's just not bother, all right?
Well, just see,
you got to pay it off on Monday.
Yeah, he knows that planning it around a slow time gives us the most content out of it. I assure you, now that we're talking about this, I assure you he thought of that.
There's going to be pranks. There's going to be a bunch of things that could lead to different segments.
There ought to be. Pictionary? Pictionary? Four teams? Something like
that? We got games.
We got games.
We got Cards Against Humanity. Stuff. We got booze.
Yeah, boy, this is going to get ugly.
Yeah, we got stuff. We can bet on basketball. We can bet on whatever you guys want.
Oh, man.
It'll be great.
This is I'm dreading it more
bags?
Now. You have bags?
Of course we have bags.
But where can you play bags, though?
My deck.
Is the deck is long enough to play bags?
Come on.
Deck.
Ahoy, Paloy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it might be a little cold, but yeah.
You don't have a heated deck?
No heated deck.
How about, do you have a couple of those fancy toilets?
No fancy toilets.
Can you get them by tomorrow?
No. Yeah, not gonna do that.
I'll get you one. I got it.
Oh, sure.
I'll take care of that.
Sure.
I'll have one delivered. How many you want? Two? Four?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds good. Yeah. Two bathrooms. Two bathroom place. That's it.
All right. So three. I'll give you a backup.
Yeah. Backup for the porch. For the deck.
Three of the $5,000 toilet.
Yeah.
Give me one orange whip. Two orange whip. Yeah. Three orange whips.
So Mo Bamba
only played 14 minutes last night. Mo Bamba just played 14 minutes because he missed the last three games with a little injury. But, you know, he's so raw, but he's so long. He's got to
stop.
What?
Texter wrote in, Danny is making all of his chairs collapsible so 10 minutes can be filled on Monday.
You're walking around loosening screws on all the furniture?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Wow, that's terrible. All right.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
For now on, none of us sit down tomorrow. None of us.
I'm bringing a chair from home, damn it. I don't trust you anymore.
Do you have a bean bag? Something like that.
Pond Your room will be full of tiny styrofoam balls by the time we're done.
Oh. I can't believe those guys busted the beanbag.
Yeah, I didn't even
it's
see
made
it
to
coming.
Withstand something like that.
Oh, God. All right, I'm sorry. Mo Bamba.
Do you know what his standing reach is? Do you know how long his standing reach is? Like, he can reach up. He's standing.
Yeah.
How high would you guess that he could reach his hand up into the air?
10.5 feet.
Almost. 9 foot. 9 feet, 7 inches.
Yeah, I guess that's a little ridiculous.
10.5 is kind of ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
But
I mean,
nine,
I don't think about this sort of thing every day.
9'7" is pretty ridiculous.
So he needs to have a 5-inch vertical leap to touch the rim.
Correct.
Sweet.
So,
I wish I was as tall
but
as
here,
Obama.
But here's what I was noticing last night. The announcers are raving about the 9'7" standing reach, and they're just talking about him. And as they're talking about this in glowing terms, Texas Tech is running some offense, and they got layups right behind Mo Bamba. Two possessions in a row while the announcers are raving. Oh, he's just so long and the rim protection. And like, there's two layups for Texas Tech on back-to-back possessions directly behind where Mo Bamba was standing.
Hmm.
Incredibly raw. There's just, I've seen in the lottery him going like 5 or 4, like Phoenix Suns, maybe building a defense around him. But I'm not interested in a raw defensive 5
really
for this team because I still don't think they have the transcendent scoring star to build a title around. I think you still have to try and find that guy if you think you can find him.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I mean, if you think you can find him, though, is the key thing to what you just said, right? Like, if Porter goes 2,
so he's gone.
You know, if it goes 8 and Porter or whatever,
and
you
Jackson's gone too,
and you can't get, but I don't know if Jackson is like, I don't know if he's that. Like, I think he's awesome, and I think he looks like a pro, but I don't know that he's championship build around him wing scorer.
Well, he's 6'11", but he's got some unicorn attributes to him because he's shooting just about 40% from 3-point range, even though that doesn't shoot it a ton.
Right,
but he's shooting well from out there
and the college 3, obviously. But it's just, I think you just have to keep adding pieces. And if the thing that you can get is the rim protector that can run and has some mobility, then you do it. Like, if the Bulls are picking 8th or 9th, I don't think, I mean, obviously the hope is championship cornerstone, but to me it's just
You might not have that option.
And
either
can
not.
You upgrade Bobby Portis? Can you upgrade Denzel Valentine? Can you get a guy who's a starting caliber player on a championship team? Like, you got to adjust the expectations based on where they end up in the draft, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so if Bamba's the guy that can be, you know, the best defensive player on a title team.
Okay.
I mean,
so if you've got that, or
you know what I mean? Like, I think that matters.
Or you're taking a shot at somebody who could be the kind of player we're talking about in terms of a Mikal Bridges or a Kevin Knox out of Kentucky or something like that. You're taking a guy like that.
You're saying more of a flyer at the position that matters more.
Correct.
As opposed to the more sure thing at the position that matters less.
Correct. I feel like you might end up in that situation if you're the Bulls.
I think that's fair. The Bulls will have done an analysis, hopefully, on what they think they can get with their cap space in the next 2 years. Like, do they think that they could get, via trade or whatever, the scoring wing? Like, do they think they could pull off a trade for Kawhi Leonard? Do they think that they can pull off a trade for fill-in-the-blank or sign fill-in-the-blank that fills that role?
Right.
And then that will inform their draft position also.
Absolutely.
Because they're not ready to win next year. So
sure. They
need to have a three-year analysis, basically, of, like, where do we think we can fill it? But the reason I also like a defensive guy is – we know Markkanen's going to have some defensive liabilities, and we know Levine's got a ton of them.
That's true.
So
I hear you. So a true rim protector is awfully appetizing.
Done on the perimeter and him behind him.
I get you.
Like that's an anchor of an above-average defense potential.
And then of course, and it goes without saying, I mean, Marvin Bagley, there is no defensive matchup for Marvin Bagley in the college game. He's just 33-17 last night. He turns to that right shoulder in the post just whenever he wants, seemingly, and just can score over absolutely anybody doing it. So he will be long gone by 8.
You guys want to play Can't Do It tomorrow night at the house? Think that's a good idea? Just a live version of Can't Do It?
Let's see how drunk we are.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, drunk and Can't Do It. Let's roll tape on it.
Let's see how it plays out.
Okay. Bring it back on Monday.
Better than Facebook Live. Probably that could end our careers.
I think so.
When you think of Javi Baez, do you think of me?
No. I think of...
I'm going to change that.
Okay.
Coming up next on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Javi Baez, an incredible defensive player, very good all-around player, great athlete. We saw at the Del Frisco's luncheon, wildly popular with the ladies.
Oh, yes.
So, when you think of that finely tuned athlete with unlimited upside and potential and charisma.
Yes.
I assume you think of me.
I do not.
Okay.
I do not. I hope never to, but you seem to have a plan to change that. Because I think of the fact that I used to want to trade him for pitching. And how much I was derided, and somebody sent me a T-shirt.
To trade me for Rosner. I mean, the similarities between me and Javi Baez continue.
Yeah, I was just making sure.
Chiseled jawline.
I think I'm past tense on both of those. Yeah, past tense.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Good.
Yeah, chiseled jawline.
Yeah, very similar. Skin complexion, everything about it. But anyway, Javi Baez gave everybody a little scare yesterday, rounding first base. Looked like he maybe had pulled or tweaked or did something bad to his hamstring. But afterwards, he explained that it was just a cramp because...
I actually haven't been drinking a lot of water. You know, I drink water during the workouts, but, you know, outside of the workout is obviously important, and I haven't been drinking a lot of water.
Javi's got to drink his water, Speaks.
He does.
He's got to drink his water.
Have you thought about... You know, maybe getting him into the IV me
business. That's what I'm
business.
Saying. IV me Chicago. Get him in there. Javi Baez. We're going to help him along.
So you
it's
and
a
Javi.
Hydration issue.
So are you going to send him like a goldfish bowl full of water?
For him to drink?
Yep,
with
his
Shane Reardon on it. Don't worry, Madden. I got this, Joe. Okay? Everything's going to be fine. I'll get Javi on the straight and narrow.
A lot of people forgetting to drink water.
All the time.
It happens
highly
a lot.
Highly-tuned athletes. Highly tuned radio hosts, all sorts of people forgetting to drink water.
Carlos Zambrano, legendarily.
That's right.
Did not drink enough water.
Mm-hmm.
So forgive me for thinking of a baseball comp before the talk show host comp. I know that's troubling. It's unfortunate.
Your world doesn't revolve around me? That's
not
weird.
Not as much as you'd like.
That's okay.
Zambrano was drinking coffee, right? Or was it... was it an energy drink? I think it was an energy drink. I think it was Red Bull, right? For Zambrano at the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Drinking a lot of that. And he was
dehydrated. And then he had the tendonitis from being on the internet all the time, right? Wasn't that Zambrano where he had some sort of wrist?
Yeah, he was chatting with his family back home, right?
Yeah, for AOL Instant Messenger, right? From typing. He had carpal tunnel or something.
Oh, my God. I forgot that.
Yeah.
Amidst all of the Zambrano
all
stuff.
All the ailments, yeah.
For a second, I thought of Joel Zamaya, who blew out, who hurt himself terribly playing Guitar Hero, the former Detroit Tigers flame-throwing pitcher.
Sure.
Got it up to 102.
Sammy Sosa with the, wasn't it the sneeze coming out of the hot tub? Or am I conflating two stories there?
I don't know.
I think it was.
Sosa's sneeze did for sure happen. Strained his back sneezing.
You're conflating two stories because Kerry Wood was coming out of the hot tub and slipped and crashed through the shower door.
That might have been it. So maybe Sosa just sneezed and that had nothing to do with the hot tub, but Kerry Wood was the hot tub.
I think so.
It can happen to anybody.
I think that's right. The moral of the story remains...
Me and Javi Baez are the same person.
You and Javi Baez are the same person. I watched Mo Bamba for 10 minutes last night, and Wright Thompson once wrote a piece on Theo Epstein.
All true.
It was amazing.
Facts only. Small baseball point that it did enter my head out of Javi Baez, because like, you know my stance on exhibition games, preseason games, all that stuff. I hate it.
I do.
Because the only news that really comes out of it that ever really matters is bad news with injury. I was thinking about Javi Baez, like, that's one of the ones that they could sustain for a little bit. And there's a lot of them, obviously. They've got depth in the outfield, but you would just see Zobrist and Ian Happ slide over so easily. Like, that's the position player depth that affords the Cubs, right?
Yes.
Rizzo gets hurt, you're going to see more, like, sure, a lot of Zobrist at first, and that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, the second base makes all sorts of other possibilities available, including the outfield.
Yeah. So it's not one you're rooting for, obviously.
Yeah, but it's one you survive.
You can survive more easily than others.
Well, there's several. I mean, they survived Addison Russell being out last year because Baez moved over and did such a terrific job. Ian Happ, once again, is the story of spring training.
Yep.
As he was last year. Remember last year, all conversational roads led to Ian Happ?
Correct.
By the way, have you seen him? Oh, yeah, I did, but that's not what we were talking about. But here we are. And Happ again with a triple yesterday. I believe his eighth start at leadoff. He and Almora have gotten the bulk of them. Hayward a couple, Zobrist one. But man, Ian Happ seems poised for big, big things.
So which is what Theo Epstein predicted.
Yes, and they're going to find a way to get him out there. I will definitely take, as we were talking about yesterday, more Ian Happ plate appearances on the season than Jason Hayward. I will predict that very firmly. Maybe more Almora plate appearances than Jason Hayward as well. That was our three-pronged debate yesterday, which we will be able to continue throughout the rest of spring training.
And maybe with the Cubs guest later on at the end of the show today. The Cubs were called out a little bit by Dallas Keuchel. Want to get your thoughts on that. And apparently we have some Grobber Gold. Man, I love Grobber Gold. We will bring that to you coming up. It's Spiegel and Parkins on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.